From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. A day after the Supreme Court upheld President Obama's health care plan, all sides now look to the fall. If it wasn't already, the health care debate will now be a key issue in the election. We'll hear from our regular political commentators shortly, and we begin with a report on where the ruling leaves some of the earliest and most vocal opponents of the Affordable Care Act, the Tea Party. Anger over the law drove the Tea Party and Republicans to big gains in 2010, and activists say the court's decision will reignite that passion. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
The Tea Party was present and accounted for in large numbers on the steps outside the Supreme Court yesterday as details of the ruling spread. But as disappointing as the 5-4 vote by the justices was for Tea Party activists, their focus was already on the fight ahead. They heard from their friends in Congress, including Michelle Bachmann, who once had hoped to ride a wave of Tea Party support into the White House this year.
Let us not forget that it was a Democrat president, a Democrat Senate, a Democrat House of Representatives.
As Bachmann's voice blasted through the loudspeakers, Tea Party member Dina Littlehouse, a mother of two from Virginia, was already using the court's ruling as a teachable moment for her young kids standing by her side.
I need them to understand that freedom is always in danger, and I need them to use every civil means possible to fight against this and to reinstitute freedom in our society.
David Spielman is a campaign coordinator with Freedom Works, a group that was instrumental in launching the Tea Party movement back in 2009. He saw a silver lining in yesterday's ruling.
It refocuses us for 2012. We need to focus on flipping the Senate and getting a new conservative majority, kicking Harry Reid out of his position, and we need to beat Obama.
Since the 2010 elections, the Tea Party has been somewhat eclipsed in Republican politics by the party's leadership in Congress and by the long fight for the presidential nomination. Public approval for the Tea Party has fallen off significantly as well, but this loss in the Supreme Court could provide a brand new rallying cry. David Cohen, a political scientist at the University of Akron, shares this anecdote from moments after the Supreme Court ruling came down.
I got a text from a friend who said, quote, "Can you say Tea Party? I'm joining." And I think that, you know, captures a lot of the sentiment out there of people that maybe were standing on the sidelines, interested in politics, maybe angry about some things. And this certainly is going to be one of those formative moments that may push some people to actually get involved.
Cohen notes that absent the effort to overhaul the nation's healthcare system, there might not even be a Tea Party. But he also cautions that this is a two-edged sword for GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
First of all, it's going to energize a base that hasn't been that crazy about him.
That helps Romney. But Cohen says the more Romney says things the Tea Party likes, then that could hurt him with independent voters he needs in the general election.
There's no question that Romney could be hurt with independents if he continues to hold a hard right position on issues like health care.
For those already aligned with the Tea Party, the court's ruling underscores the importance of this November, and they promise to be more visible and audible than ever. Here's Kelly Carinder, a national grassroots director for the Tea Party Patriots, outside the Supreme Court.
This is not over! And if you thought that November 2010 was historic, you just wait for November 2012!
Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.